877-8-MY-TAKE. You know how to reach us. Dexter Filkin, we're thrilled to welcome back to the program. Staff writer for The New Yorker. His piece in the April 11th issue of the magazine comes under the annals of getting up to speed on regimes that the U.S. has supported and may be questioning that support now. The New York Times reporting yesterday that a U.S. relationship with the president of Yemen may be in transition right now. The support for President Saleh, who is the target of an uprising going on in Yemen even as we speak, may be, you know, in the rearview mirror for U.S. policymakers and particularly the White House. Dexter Filkins joins us from Istanbul, just returned from 2 months in Yemen. Dexter, good morning.
Hi.
So if the U.S. decides, and the New York Times is reporting this, that had it with President Saleh in Yemen and are walking away from this relationship, what level of investment and cultivation of this leader are they basically bailing on?
Well, it's a pretty substantial investment, and it's based on a fear of Al Qaeda. I mean, you know, here's a very poor country, kind of in the middle of nowhere, that frankly very few people would probably pay attention to if it were not for that. But if you remember, there's been two attacks from Al Qaeda traced back to Yemen in the past couple of years. You had the Christmas Day bomber in 2009,
right.
And then you had the printer cartridges that they were trying to get to Chicago to bomb the synagogues. And that's the basis of the relationship. The Americans are concerned that the Al Qaeda cells, which are there, they're not huge. You're talking a couple hundred people are going to try to attack again. And so the investment is basically in the form of training and equipping a bunch of counterterrorist units. But the concern really is just it's anarchy. I mean, what happens after Saleh, and if he goes? And so, I mean, he runs a pretty repressive government. He's been in power since 1978, which means that most of Yemen wasn't even alive when he came to power. It's a very young country. And so they don't have any particular affection for him. He's not a Democrat. He's not, his government's pretty brutal. It's very corrupt. But the concern is, if not him, then who? And that's what they're worried about.
And is that to say that U.S. policymakers are confident that once they get to the post-Saleh era, and the Yemenis, at least according to your article, used to call Saleh the little Saddam in their own sort of conversations, once they get to this post-Saleh era, that they're confident that they can manage the al-Qaeda issue under a new regime, or they just are endorsing democracy in Yemen, kind of the way they did sort of belatedly in Egypt?
Well, that's it. I mean, and that's the really tricky part here. This is not an American decision whether this person stays in office
right.
or not. I mean, this is going to be a decision which takes place in Yemen, and it's going to be driven by what Saleh wants and by the protests in the streets, which are huge, and they've been going on now for almost 2 months. And what's been very interesting to see, I mean, in the time that I spent there, was you had these protests which were getting bigger very slowly over the course of time, but by the beginning of March, they were huge. They were enormous. I mean, you're talking about a million people across the country in a country of 25 million people coming out and demonstrating, and the government was literally shooting people in the streets. They were killing people in the streets, and the Obama administration very pointedly and very, I think, conspicuously did not call for him to leave office, and that's how worried they are. So they're so concerned that a sort of transition be managed well that they're even willing to kind of countenance bloodshed.
Is there another?
And I think it's not because they're cold blooded. I mean, they may be, but I think what it is, boy, if we just push this guy out the door, does the country just implode? And there's a decent chance of that.
I'm wondering if there's another dimension here, and I don't know what your sourcing would say on this, but is it possible that the U.S. can't really do anything in Yemen without the agreement of the Saudis? Is there any chance that they would diverge on the question of whither Saleh?
Yes, that's a really good question. The Saudis, which are, of course, on the border, the northern border, they play an enormous role, largely through money. One of the most amazing things that I've discovered when I was there was, you know, Yemen is a very tribal society, and what I found is that most of the sheikhs, most of the tribal leaders in Yemen are on the Saudi payroll, as well as being on the Yemeni payroll. So they basically just get lots of money in return for kind of keeping their tribes, you know, relatively peaceful. And so the Saudis play a huge role, and they've been in the background trying to broker something. But again, I think they're concerned about the same things the United States is. I mean, they're right on the border, so it's kind of, you know, would be analogous to the United States and Mexico. What happens if the state implodes? We suddenly have 25 million people who are going to try to come across the border, and that's what they're thinking. And so again, it's a very difficult act to manage, and I think the reason why this kind of not very cuddly guy has been in power for so long, and so many people have put up with him, is for just these issues. If you know, we don't like him, but who comes after him? It doesn't get worse, and nobody's really been able to answer that, and no one. You know, in terms of the opposition, who might step forward? He has destroyed every institution in that country and staffed it and stuffed it with his cronies and his family members. And so, there's really kind of, he's basically gutted the society. And so, there's just no kind of, you know, there is no Václav Havel waiting in the wings, right, to kind of step in and take over.
As we've seen again and again in the Middle East and North Africa, the lack of civic society really complicates the question of what comes next. Read about it in the current issue of The New Yorker on the April 11th issue, entitled After the Uprising. The author, Dexter Filkin, staff writer for The New Yorker, just back from a trip to Yemen. What does come next in Yemen, and what relationship with the president, Mr. Saleh, do we walk away from if the U.S. decides to ditch him? Dexter, thanks so much.
Thank you.